people in this audience and millions that are watching by television across America and around the world that are going through a great personal storm. The winds of tragedy have crushed your dreams. The waves of sorrow and suffering have drowned your hopes about your future. You're deeply concerned about the direction America is going in, that their rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are being destroyed. And you're right. We are going in the wrong direction. Today, from the pages of God's Word, I'm going to bring you the message of experiencing a new beginning in your life if you're willing to stop being pushed by your problems and start being led by your dreams. You can experience a new beginning in your marriage, in your business, that will bring a financial breakthrough in your tomorrows. You can experience a new beginning in your physical health. Sickness and disease will be broken, can be crushed and conquered in your body by the spoken word of faith. You can have a new beginning in your emotional health, created by the fear of the future. Some of you have the problem of resentment over things that have happened to you in the past, or bitterness and hopelessness and heartache that's been created by COVID-19. Today, through the power of God's word, you're going to learn how to speak a powerful Bible-based proclamation that will remove mountains of impossibility, that will break the chains that bind you emotionally and spiritually, that will break the chains that bind our country because we are being swept by socialism and abortion. Please hear this. All lives matter. Read the text, Isaiah 55:10 and following. Ready? For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. Look at that verse. It shall not return to me void, and it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Underline that 10th verse and 11th verse. They are very important. Isaiah is saying, as certainly as rain falls to the ground and nourishes the seed that produces a crop, just as certainly will the spoken word of faith accomplish what I please and for the things for which I sent it. And God has given to you the ability to speak a word of faith. And you're going to learn how to do that this morning. Let's pray. Father, thank you, God, for the word of God and for the power that you have given to the bride of Christ to be victorious in this life through the spoken word of faith. And all of God's children said amen. You may be seated. Let me give you some Bible examples of speaking the word of faith. If the process of faith can be likened to climbing a mountain, reaching the top of the mountain and seeing the breathtaking view in all directions certainly has to be the end result of your prayer life. Seeing the breathtaking view is to practice speaking the word of faith. Too many believers on many occasions stop halfway up the mountain. They start praying about a thing and they get halfway up the mountain. They get breathless and discouraged. How many of you have ever climbed a mountain? You know that you get breathless and discouraged and they give up and they return to the lodge and drink hot chocolate. Some hands. Defeated and disappointed. Is that you? Don't raise your hands. Today I want to take you to the top of the mountain to experience the power of God in your life by speaking the word of faith. Listen to these heroes of faith and the power of their proclamation. Abraham. Abraham was climbing the mountain with Isaac and he spoke the word of faith to his servants. He said, "Stay here with a donkey. The lad," he's speaking about Isaac there, "Isaac and I will go yonder and worship." Listen. "And we will come back to you. And we, too, will come back to you. If Isaac is to be sacrificed on the mountain, Why is he saying we will come back? It was settled in Abraham's heart that God would either provide a substitute sacrifice or raise Isaac from the dead, which was a powerful statement of faith. When Abraham spoke the words of faith to his servants, we will come back to you. Angels from heaven were sent to earth. They grabbed a ram and tied it by the horns close to that altar where Abraham can see it. And when he was ready to plunge the dagger into the body of his son, he saw the substitute, and God had given him the answer because he kept climbing until he reached the top of the mountain. Listen, his answer did not come halfway up. His answer came when he got to the top of the mountain. When you want to get God's answer, climb to the top of the mountain. Don't give up on the commission. Just keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing until you get in his presence and the fullness of God develops. John gives to Jesus the name, the Word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. We also read in the Word that everything that was created on creation's morning was by the Word of God. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And let there be firmament, and there was firmament. There was the ground, there was the grass, there was the stars, there was the seven seas. Every living creature on the earth was created by the spoken word of faith. Listen. Nothing happens in the supernatural world until God Almighty or his anointed representative on earth, you, and you, speaks the divine proclamation out of this book, a word of faith. Jesus spoke the word of faith. He said to the waves, be still, peace, be still. And instantly, a sea that was raging became like bathwater. Jesus taught his disciples to use the spoken word of faith. Listen, you are to say to this mountain, say that with me, you are to say to this mountain, the mountain is the area of difficulty. It may be cancer, it may be your attitude, it may be a financial problem. You speak to this difficulty, the mountain, and it will be moved. The expression, the word of faith, is used by St. Paul in Romans 10 and 8. The word is near you in your mouth. Say that, in your mouth and in your heart. You speak the word because the word has the power of life and death in your mouth. Victory or defeat, success or failure, depends exactly what comes out of your mouth based on the faith that you have in the word of God. Your desire is not enough. Your wanting it is not enough. A prayer request is not enough. God is looking for the word of faith. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, you shall ask what you will and shall receive it. Listen to me. You get nothing until you ask for it. The Bible is a very specific book. Give us this day our daily bread. This is who, this is when, this is what, in one sentence. Your proclamation releases the authority of the living God into the battle that you're facing, into your health crisis, into your business, into your future, into your emotions that you're presently experiencing. Your proclamation makes demons tremble. The proclamations make barriers to blessing crumble like the walls of Jericho. Your proclamation releases the authority of God Almighty to crush the adversary. There is a miracle in your mouth. There is a miracle in your mouth, and it needs to be turned loose in faith, believing based upon the word of God, and you will see it happen. Most prayers, when you hear them prayed, dear God, would you do something sometime for somebody? That's not a prayer. That's not even an intelligent wish. Make your petition specific. Who, what, when, where, and why? What is it you want? Because when God answers the prayer, if you specifically made it known, then when God answers the prayer, you will not say, well, it was the random chance of probability that that could happen. When you nail it down and God puts it in the bullseye, then you throw up your hands and say, hallelujah, God is on his throne and everything's going to be all right. When you're in spiritual combat, find a Bible verse, believe it, receive it, proclaim it. Consider Moses and his rod. Moses had been on the backside of the wilderness for 40 years. He was now 80, and God was calling him to a new ministry to go back to Egypt. I'm glad good things can happen for you after 80. When Moses was in Egypt as a prince, people bowed before him. For 40 years, he's been on the backside of the desert. He's been away from the fake news. He's been away from all of the political garbage. And God says, I want you to go back to the place of your failure. And I want you to try again. Moses said, you know, I like these sheep. They don't bite and they don't talk back. They don't vote. Someone in this room, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you right now about a place in your life that there was a failure. And if you will go back and try again, God will give you the victory over that failure. And that failure will become the dream you've always dreamed would come to pass. Try again. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man falls seven times. Listen to that. A just man falls seven times and he rises yet again. The eighth try is the new beginning. Eight in the Bible is the number of new beginnings. God is saying to you, you can have a new beginning. Get up and get after it.
God's law is eternal. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Children are the heritage of the Lord. As we build a nation for future generations, I ask you this question. Are you ensuring your children have a strong relationship with Christ?
For your support this month, you'll receive Pastor Matt's new Working on a Building album and the Dream Journal. For your generous gift of $200 or more, you will also receive a special vinyl edition of the Working on a Building album, a behind-the-scenes video, a high-quality Pledge of Allegiance wall art, and an engraved paver that will be displayed on the grounds of Hagee Ministries.
Begin today to fill your children with the gospel of Jesus Christ, for they are the leaders of tomorrow.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/build.
Great faith is the product of great fights. Great testimonies are the results of great tests. Great triumph can only come from great trials. Every stumbling block must become a stepping stone. Every opposition must become an opportunity. Back to the proclamation of Moses. God said to Moses, "What is that in your hand?" He said, "It's an ugly stick, a shepherd's staff." God said, throw it on the ground. He did. It became a snake. Moses, being intelligent, ran. There was a potential in that ordinary rod that had never crossed Moses' thinking. God said to Moses, pick it up by the tail. Anyone who's ever raised in the country knows if you grab a snake by the tail, he can bite you. He will bite you because you've given him exactly what he wants, the leverage to use his back to whip and bite you that fast. That's where I would have failed this seminar on snake handling. You sent me Aaron, let Aaron pick it up. Moses picked up the snake and it became a rod. God said, Moses, in effect, now I want you to take that rod because it's all you're going to need for the rest of your ministry. Think about this. God used this stick as the source of the most spiritual, supernatural things that happened in the Bible. If God can use a stick, he can use me and you and you and you. if you let him. If you analyze the rest of Moses' ministry, every time supernatural power was released, Moses stretched out his rod and God took control. God's divine authority was released through that rod. Exodus 4 and 20 is called the rod of God. You have the rod of God. This is it, right here. When he arrived in Pharaoh's court, he cast the rod down. It became a snake. Jannes and Jambres, who were witch doctors, did the same. We have a snake fight. Two here representing the occult. One here representing the kingdom of God. This one took these two down. There was a theological crisis in all of Egypt. Moses' snake ate the other snakes. Moses picked his snake up. It became a rod. The court of Pharaoh was terrified because the living God had been formed, had been demonstrated through a rod. Moses spoke the word, and God used a stick. When you speak the word, God can use anything you have to turn the world upside down. At the Red Sea, when Pharaoh's army was in hot pursuit and the waters divided, Moses lifted up his rod and the waters split and let all of the Egyptian army in. And then God drowned every blessed one of them. Why? Because one man had the faith enough to do what God asked him to do. Every Bible-believing Christian has the rod of God in your hand. This is, Christians of America, your supernatural rod. It is powerful. It has unlimited power. It is alive. It is anointed. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. It is living water. These words were spoken, releasing the supernatural power of God. There's a miracle in your mouth, but you must stand up and let it go based on the word of God. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will. The word, listen to John 14, 23. The word is the way Jesus and God come into your life. Listen to this. Jesus said, if anyone loves me and will keep my word, my Father will love him, listen, and we will come to him and make our home with him. It's the only verse in the Bible where Jesus said, me and God will show up at your house if you will honor my word. Without the word, God the Father and Jesus are not in your house. What role does the word of God play in your life? How much time do you spend reading this book that has the power to terrify the devil in hell? Listen to the pattern of your proclamation quickly. Always begin with the word of God. Always begin with the word of God. If what you're praying or saying is not according to the word of God, it's worthless. I don't care if you pray it in the King James language. It's worthless. Always begin with the word of God. The devil is terrified by the word of God. Personalize the proclamation. What are you asking God to do? For whom are you asking God to do it? And when do you want God to do it? Thirdly, the proclamation of self-defense. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say that with me. No weapon. The pattern of your proclamation. The proclamation says, whosoever shall say, you speak to the source of the problem. You don't think about the source of the problem. You speak to the source of the problem. It may be a cancer. It may be coronavirus. It may be a business crisis, a marriage crisis, a financial crisis. Speak without doubting. Believe what you say because it is based on the word of God. If it's not based on the word of God, stop talking. Job 22, 28, and you shall decree a thing, and it will be established for you. Listen to that. Write that number down. Job 22, 28. And you shall decree a thing. That means speak it. And it shall be established for you. That's an amazing scripture. The results, the mountain moves. The disease is conquered. The sickness ends. The marriage is healed. The finances are met. The business crisis is suddenly over. The impossible has become possible. God has shown up, and nothing shall be impossible with God. Give him praise in the house of God. The making of your proclamation. You need guidance and divine protection. We're going to make two proclamations now. You need guidance and divine protection. And you're willing to speak a proclamation in faith for that to happen. I want you to stand to your feet right now. Those of you who are watching by television can stand wherever you are. Faith has no distance matter. Speak this proclamation boldly and in faith. Say with me, Father God, in the authority of Jesus' name, I make this proclamation in faith believing. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked rise up against me, my enemies and my foes shall stumble and fall. Though an army should encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He shall set me high upon a rock, and my head shall be lifted up above my enemies. Therefore, I receive your divine guidance and supernatural protection today in the authority of Jesus' name, and based on the authority of God's word, I receive it. Amen. Give the Lord a praise in the house of God. Remain standing. I want us to do a proclamation for America. God will hear what we're about to do. And it has supernatural power that you can watch when it happens. This proclamation for America is from Daniel, the second chapter, verses 20 and following. Make this proclamation. Heavenly Father, in the authority of Jesus' name, we come before the throne of God to make this proclamation for the United States of America. Blessed be the name of God. Forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. He changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all inhabitants of the world stand in awe of the living God. The Lord brings the counsel of nations to nothing and makes the plans of people of no effect. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Let the righteousness of the living God return to America. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Let light conquer darkness. Let faith conquer fear. In the authority of Jesus' name, let God arise, and let the enemies of America be scattered. Amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise in the house of God. Amen.
When you need help, call upon the Lord. He can and will move heaven and earth to answer your prayers.
Faith is something we each have to build for ourselves. But parents, you can plant seeds that last a lifetime. Now stay tuned, because at the end of this very important message, Pastor Hagee is going to bring your family a blessing.
Absolute power can transform every one of your problems into an opportunity for success. Absolute power will make the impossible possible. Sorrow becomes joy. Defeat becomes victory. Stress becomes peace. And doubt becomes faith in God.
Available at jhm.org or amazon.com.
Here at Hagee Ministries, we are excited to announce the new digital and web platforms that provide you with live streaming services, special messages, and series, all through our video on demand applications. Our Hagee Ministries channel app is now available on Apple TV, Amazon, and Roku streaming platforms. You can also watch our services live on your favorite social media channels, including YouTube, Facebook, or online at jhm.org/watch.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now may the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you be filled with the blessed assurance that God loves you with an everlasting love. May you know that he wants you to prosper. He wants your children and your children's children to prosper because you are willing to obey the kingdom principles of economics found in the Word of God. From this day forward, in faith, step out and believe what God has required and see if he will not open the windows of heaven and bless you with blessings that you cannot contain. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Amen.